illegal on-the-job campaigning, hush money, and forced employee campaign contributions. A legislative scandal has been uncovered in the Wisconsin state capitol. The scandal in Madison involves political party caucus staff members. They were hired to do research, but told to do illegal campaigning and fundraising while at work. Everyone from first-year staffers to party leaders of the House and Senate have been implicated. Phil Brinkman is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some people have called this scandal Wisconsin's Watergate. Is that a fair comparison?
It's probably a fair bit of hyperbole. It is, however, I think, taking a lot of people's time. It's got a lot of people's attention.
So what sorts of things have been going on in the Wisconsin party caucuses?
Well, the caucuses have been around for about 30 years. There are four of the caucuses, one each for the Republicans and the Democrats and the Senate and the Assembly here in the state. And their job was to provide partisan research for party leaders. And what's been happening pretty much from the beginning is that they've also been providing campaign assistance for the incumbent legislators, producing brochures, coordinating advertising, putting together voter lists, that sort of thing.
Well, it's spread around, isn't it? Democrats and Republicans, both houses of the legislature. How long has this been going on?
It has been rumored for quite some time. And what we set out to do back in May, the Wisconsin State Journal and Dee Hall, one of our other reporters, was to attempt to document this. It had not been documented up until this point. So we began a pretty coordinated campaign of trying to interview as many people as we could find, obtaining records through the state's open records law. And we were actually able to find quite a few people who could confirm on the record what had gone on.
How many people, and on all levels?
Yeah, I think by the end we had interviewed about 70 people. And of that, about a dozen were former caucus staffers, and several of them, thankfully, brought records with them, which could confirm much of what we were able to report.
New caucus staff members were often handed explicit directions on how to keep their activities secret from the public and the press. How did they avoid suspicion for so long?
Both sides were quite involved in this kind of activity, so it was pretty well understood that if the Republicans ratted on the Democrats would have information on the Republicans, and it became a sort of a mutually assured destruction proposition.
What's the public reaction to all this?
The letters to the editor are coming in. There have been a lot of calls from constituents to legislators. It is becoming, I think, a campaign issue in the fall elections coming up.
Hasn't Wisconsin always prided itself on being very clean in state politics?
Yeah, and I think it's a deserved image. I think what's happened is in the course of conducting this investigation, we simply found that Wisconsin is, in some senses, no different from anywhere else. Politics is going to have this kind of activity going on, I think, regardless of where it happens.
Phil Brinkman is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal.